Would you leave Facebook if you could take all your friends and your photos with you? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Earlier this week, the founders of Instagram up and left Facebook 5 years after Facebook bought their company. But quitting isn't so easy for the rest of us. Facebook has our friends, our pictures, our snarky comments. It's why there are so few real competitors. And if you switch to a smaller social network, it can be pretty lonely. But earlier this year, Microsoft, Facebook, Google, and Twitter announced a project to make it easier to move your personal information between services. The idea is called data portability. Kevin Bankston is director of the Open Technology Institute at New America, a think tank in DC. He said the real reason for the portability project is our old friend, the big European privacy law known as GDPR.
Which actually has in that law a requirement of data portability. That is a requirement that companies give you users tools to download the data that they've previously uploaded in a way that makes it easy for them to move that data elsewhere.
What are some of the drawbacks here? I mean, is it going to be as great as all that, that I could potentially take all of my data from Facebook and just move it over to some hot new startup social network and have an instant network effect?
Well, it's important to distinguish between the low-hanging fruit and then the sort of harder cases that might actually be the most important. The biggest type of data that you want to be able to move is going to be what's called your social graph. That is the network of your friends and connections itself. And the problem there is this is information about other people that they put up and that they submitted in the context of that social network. And they may not want you to be able to export information about them to another service. Mm-hmm. And so there's this really big question and problem in regard to what may be the most important data that you need to rebuild your social network on another social network service is exactly the data that raises the most privacy problems. And indeed, it is just this kind of data about who your friends are and their contact information and the like that was at the heart of the Cambridge Analytica scandal.
Got it. So there could be sort of a gatekeeper effect where maybe these big companies would say, look, the safest thing for us is to allow complete data portability between Google, Facebook, Twitter, and Microsoft.
Well, yeah, certainly there's an open question that I think Cambridge Analytica highlighted, which is how responsible are or should the platforms be for the misuse of data that may occur if they allow you to export your data to another company? And if the trend is towards holding them fully responsible, then they're only going to let you share your data with super trusted, pretty much already well-established companies, which is not a recipe for innovation and competition. It's a recipe for lock-in of the existing winners in the market.
Kevin Bankston is director of the Open Technology Institute at New America, a think tank in Washington, D.C. As it happens, tech companies were in Washington yesterday at a Senate hearing on consumer privacy, arguing against laws like the GDPR and California privacy laws that also include data portability requirements. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Over the past few months, you've been hearing Divided Decade, our year-long project covering the Great Recession and its ongoing impact. As a nonprofit news organization, we believe this kind of in-depth reporting is essential to help people understand the economic forces that affect our lives. To support this important work, please go to marketplace.org to become a Marketplace investor with a donation of $5 or more. Thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.